Listen. Okay. Yeah. Home okay. slice. We're oh. back. New episode and that. Yeah.
Alright, boy. Oh, it's been a while.
Very long time, man. Very, very long time.
Oh, but it's good to be back. Without Bill, unfortunately.
I was gonna say, where's Billy?
Yeah, so yeah, it's an expensive journey from Southend.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Real bad time. So Billy isn't here this week. No, and he might not be here for a little while. Yeah, so awesome. Billy, we miss you.
Billy, we miss you, man. Shit.
We're still gonna carry on. We're sorry for the absence of an episode 2 weeks ago, but we're gonna carry on. And then when Billy's ready to come back, he's ready to come back.
Billy, whenever you're ready, we're here with open arms.
But fuck you, Billy. It's not about you today. Not about you at all. It's about our guest, Mateus.
It's about our guest, man. Obviously, welcome back to another episode of the Home Slice Podcast. As he's already said, sorry about the lack of an episode. I'm your boy, Mateus. To my left is engineer, the one and only host of the home at the Home Slice, the one and only Harley.
Thank
Drummond,
you.
AKA Drummond Man.
Thank you, Matt.
And to my right, our guest for this week. Man's just dropped two remixes on that, so he's doing the most. Like he's doing mad shit. It's the one, the only, Adriano.
That's a very warm welcome. Thank you, guys.
The warmest
having me.
It's good to have you, man.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's lovely.
So you've had a nightmare journey here today.
Well, no, that's not true. Actually, I've had a pleasant journey which took a long time, so it wasn't the journey that was a nightmare, it was the amount of time that was the nightmare. But you know, time is time,
such is life, and that's how it goes.
Well, exactly.
So who is Adriano?
I'm not quite ready to do that either.
So another one of our friends from back at ICMP.
Yes.
Yeah.
We all represent ICMP very strongly, don't we?
No.
Not out of
choice. Not gonna lie to you still.
That's I ain't doing shade.
And I mean, just start by telling us what you've done since the end of uni.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so when was the end of uni? What, April? May?
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, it's been, as you guys know, it's been the studio thing.
Yeah.
We
know the studio thing, so but other people
what
know.
The studio thing is me and my very close friend Lewis. Last April, so not 2019, but 2018, we started up a studio in West Ham. And it's kind of our space that we use around the month to work for and with artists on their music, on our own music as well. And yeah, since uni's finished, it's just been that. It's just been going there for as much time as I can and just making as much music as we can.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's literally been the last few months for me.
The name of the studio?
The studio is called Revolution 9.
Revolution 9.
Revolution 9.
Yeah, Revolution 9.
Yeah, it's named after a Beatles song, like me and Lewis both like. It's not like one, it's not famous Beatles song by any means. It's like just one that me and Lewis both really like. So
yeah. Yeah. And have you been getting a lot of clients in recently?
Yeah, it's been very busy. Like, because me and Lewis share it 15 days each for the month, so we pay half and half. And yeah, we tend to always use all our 15 days, unless we're going on holiday. So obviously, yeah, you don't use the days when you're not there. But yeah, it's been quite busy. Very good.
Nice. Do you want to shout out anyone that you
Yeah, I do want to. I do want to shout out. Well, first big shout out is Will Thompson. It's his birthday today, so let's
shout out Will Thompson, innit?
Happy birthday to you.
Okay, that's enough.
we're not doing the full song. Hey, come on, man.
We're strict on time. First of all, shout out to Coral Palms. That's like the band, that's the main boys.
You've been real busy with them.
Yeah,
recently.
So that's what we're, that's the project that I'm kind of doing the most with recently, and we're gigging a lot as well. So so it only started off that I was only the producer, and they asked me if I wanted to play guitar and synths, and I was like, I'll play guitar, I won't do both, because carrying a guitar and synths is just heavy work. Yeah. So I'll give you my guitar skills, and they were like, okay, cool. And so that's going strong. We just signed a management deal with that project, so it's like
nice.
It's real things. Things are moving, so it's good. It's a good feeling.
Jeez, life's moving at 100 miles an hour.
Always. Yeah, never stop. Well, yeah. Actually, do stop. Take time off. Like, don't be silly.
Yeah, yes.
Major key right now.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you went on a nice holiday recently, didn't you? That's a good example of taking a break.
Exactly. I went to a few places. So it was my 4-year anniversary with my girlfriend.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. 12th of August. It was absolutely lovely. We went to a hotel in Reading. Random place, but we just kind of stayed there for a couple of days, got some massages, got a facial, and like chilled out. And that's just like the prime example of just knowing when to stop and like when, you know, there's obviously music is for all of us like the main thing in our lives and our passion, but you know, it's so important to kind of step back from it, you know.
I mean, what really shows that it's a passion is that I remember sort of coming to the studio to do sessions with Hours sometimes, and you'd been there the night before until like 6 a.m. or something like that.
See, that's I mean, I love doing that, and I do really love just kind of working 24 hours and then going to sleep for 3 hours and then coming back and doing it again.
Yeah,
and it's obviously I don't know if it's even any more productive. Because like you, by the next hours you're kind of like dead.
Yeah.
Thing is about that session though, the song that came out of it was like my favorite song that we've ever done with Hour. Like, so I mean, maybe it's
you know,
it's maybe. I actually just sent her the first mix for it, so I'll have to show you guys because it's sounding really cool. So
I need to hear it.
Yeah,
absolutely. Definitely. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I would definitely not recommend doing that though. Do not, like, go to bed. Sleep is definitely more important.
It's fun, but it's not healthy.
No, definitely not. I mean, if you really want to do music, you want to do it for a long time, in the long run, not for like a whole day and then kind of burn out and not do it ever again.
You know? I mean, as you might have heard, you know, on this show, we do talk a lot about balancing work,
Definitely.
And making sure that you're staying healthy as well. So
exactly.
It's good to hear someone say that.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm a strong advocate for that, for sure.
Yeah.
And obviously, we all have families as well. So like, they want to know what we're doing and where we are. So like, if you're just always working and, you know.
I mean, if you're always at the studio, your mum might get upset.
Yeah. Actually, she appreciates how hard I work, definitely.
Yeah.
As long as I'm calling them on the weekends and they're fine.
It's especially cool for you because you're someone who's not from London and you've kind of taken that initiative to move out of home, come here to study, and you've actually God damn it.
commercial break. He's on the sponsor list today.
You know what, we got into mad trouble last time,
really,
so we can't really say we're sponsored by anyone
anymore.
We're
not on Spotify anymore.
A particular beverage wasn't happy that we
probably
kept saying
a
sponsored
particular
by.
Beverage. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
The thing is, we only said good things. Yeah. That's why I don't get.
Let's rewind that. Rewind
but
that.
You know what?
No.
But we ain't gotta talk about
rewind that. Rewind that. So yeah, I was just gonna say it's especially cool for someone like you who kind of came here from outside of London.
Yes.
To have studied here and then. Actually applied that and sort of made a living out of it. That's a super cool example.
Yeah, well,
hear.
Trying to make a living out of it is like the correction, I guess. It's not quite there yet. Like, it takes a lot. We're getting there for sure, and like we're building the business. And I say I mean I. Me, myself, and I. And it's getting there, and yeah. But yeah, coming from Colchester, and it's not really too far. Like, I can definitely go home
whenever things
get too tough. Like, I know I've got a support system there for sure. But it's great to feel like to come straight out of uni and have all this kind of stuff moving. So it's great to have
it
that.
It doesn't happen a lot. But you've really geared yourself up for that, and that kind of makes me ask the question: if alongside uni, did you really have to pull overtime? In order to get the studio running, and did that burn you out at all?
Well, so when I first got the studio in April 2018 with Lewis, my first kind of, I didn't have a job. I never had like a part-time job until the next month where I started working at a frozen yogurt place. I'm not going to mention the brand because, you know.
Of course not, man. Yeah. We're trying to stay available.
We don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah. So I started working there 5 days a week, and that whole summer, that was just me kind of building that cash so that I could not work in the term times. And that really helped because obviously it was a really easy job. I was just kind of pressing buttons and pulling levers kind of thing. So super easy. Kind of turn up, go home kind of thing. So that obviously really helped. And then come September, you get your student loan and all that stuff. And then all the work that I was doing initially was like free work and small projects because I don't want to ask for money if I don't know if I'm good or not. And
yeah.
And the way it kind of worked was when people started to feel bad for me working for free, I was like, okay, so now I'm actually all right, where people kind of value my services more than I do. From then till now, it's just been figuring out how valuable my services are, and I feel like I'm still figuring that out. You never really know your value until, like, really far down the line when you know you've got a lot of your portfolio under your belt and you've done a lot, and you can kind of be like, okay, this is where I stand now. And if you want to work with me, then you've got to be able to fork out, you know, this amount. I don't think I'm quite there yet, because I've only been doing it for about a year, so it's going to be a long process. But yeah, just kind of figuring out your own value kind of obviously helps so much with just progressing.
Yeah, and just making sure you don't underestimate your own value as well. Yeah, because that's kind of where the sort of spiral into unemployment starts.
Exactly.
If you're charging like next to nothing, then people are going to go, well, you probably get what you pay for, you know.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with music, like, it's not a commodity. Like, the cheapest thing doesn't win. It's not like when you go buy fruits, like, the cheapest fruit, you'll buy it because it's all the same shit. Like, it's all apples are apples. Whereas with music, it's not like that. It's whatever's best. You know, it's outcome.
Yeah.
It's the outcome.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Matt, you're going to hit us with our general topic for today.
Hey.
Alright, so
he's got water in his
mouth. Yeah, you kind of caught me at a weird moment. But yeah, basically, what I felt would be a good topic. Yeah,
yeah.
Especially how, like, you know, would you say a producer is like your main hustle, basically?
Yeah.
Especially how it's your main hustle, like, basically the importance of a producer.
Okay.
Because I feel like, because the thing is, yeah, you know how like people always run around and be like, "Yo, I need a producer, I need this," but like, what when a producer's actually the artist? Like, it's mad, isn't
it? It is, yeah. Yeah.
It's just like, fam. So I just wanted to delve into that a bit, to be honest.
You want to delve into the importance of a producer?
Importance of a producer, man.
Yeah, I it's crazy because I pretty much did my dissertation on a similar subject, which is like how technology and the evolution of technology kind of changed the role of the producer.
Oh, yeah.
And like, the kind of outcome of that was it changed a lot, but also not a lot at all, because a producer is a producer, and every producer is going to learn from the producer that came before. So there's going to be like something in place where you're like, everyone's kind of doing what they, you know, they learn from the greats kind of thing. So they're going to do what they feel like they should do based on what they've learned. I feel like the role of a producer now, and like the importance of a producer, is like, they're going to spend so much time learning how to do their services and how to like do their thing, more time than an artist would. I mean, let's say a songwriter wants to produce on their own.
Yeah,
that's amazing. Like, yeah, definitely have that tool in your toolbox. But the amount of time that a songwriter has spent on producing is going to be nothing compared to the amount of time that producers spent on producing. Of course, right?
Because that's your craft, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, and with the songwriter, they've probably spent loads more time on learning how to write good songs. So it is great to do your own producing, because then you know the song inside out, and obviously knowing your own product is like really valuable.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, would you say for someone who's a songwriter and a producer that they fall into the category of being like a jack of all trades and a master of none?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because jack of all trades kind of sounds like a bad thing, doesn't it? Like, I don't know why. There's like a stigma behind being a jack of all trades, but I think being a jack of all trades is really good, because naturally you start to fall into your niche. Like,
yeah,
if you do everything, like, you're not going to be able to consistently do everything forever, just because you're going to obviously get bored and things are going to not be as fun. And so you are going to naturally fall into things which you enjoy the most. So you might be producing your own stuff, but that might just be like recording the instruments, and then you might take it to a different producer to do the editing. So I don't know. I mean, it's very specific based on the person, but I feel like jack of all trades is good, because you're trying out everything, and you have a lot of avenues to go down, and then you know, you're definitely gonna fall into your niche.
So if you're producing it yourself as well, it might not sound sort of perfect in the sort of common
sense,
but it gains its own characteristic.
Definitely,
because
it's
someone
sound
who's
like
tried
you,
it themselves.
Exactly, it's gonna sound like what your mind thinks it should sound like, and it's your vision. So it's gonna, and I mean, when you write a song, you're putting yourself out there, like, it's a vulnerable thing, isn't it? So if you can kind of hear something and then, like, well, if you can imagine something and then you can create it and it sounds how you wanted it to sound in your head, then great. But a producer that has worked on songs all their, well, for all their life, like, they're going to hear a lot more deeper than you, and they're going to hear a lot more layers than you, and they're going to be able to make it. Obviously, so there's obviously limits to your vision, isn't there? And that limit is based on what you've learned, of course.
Yeah.
And what you've kind of soaked in from the world around you. Mm. And a producer's probably been in the production world for a lot longer, so they're going to soak in a lot more,
yeah,
which means they have a lot more to give. Just by, you know, it just makes sense that way, you know?
Mm. Yeah, man. I always find it interesting for you, sort of talking about the whole idea of a songwriter producing it themselves and then sort of having their own characteristic on it.
Yeah.
When you're producing for other people, kind of, where do you find that you have to draw the line between producing it to sort of cater to someone's sound, and how much sort of you produce it as well to sort of put your sound on there?
Do you mean like based on, am I producing it based on what's in my head, or am I trying to translate what they're saying?
Like, are you trying to give those works the quality that goes, oh yeah, Adriano's worked on that sort of thing?
So there are some artists that I work for where they have written the top line and I've done the chords and the sounds and everything else. And then it's kind of, I send them what I've created and they're like, I like this, I like that, I like this. So, like,
yeah,
it works in that way. And then there are others that are like, they're with me in the room and we're kind of thinking of the ideas together, and I'm kind of just the translator, I guess. So they're telling me how it sounds in their head, and I'm like, okay, I think this means that. And then I pick up the instrument and I'm like, is this what you meant? And I guess, like, the producer is like the translator.
Yeah.
And I guess if you're the songwriter and the producer, it's just, you know, both languages, you know? And if you're not the songwriter, if you are the songwriter, but you're not the producer, then there's the translator, which translates the song into the song, you know?
The song.
All capitals.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll stop at the end.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, it's like a translation kind of thing.
Yeah.
And there are some artists which say to me, like, I have no idea how I want it to sound, but, and then we kind of sit in there and we're just trying stuff and they're like, nah, that's not it. And I'm just like, okay, well, can you tell me what it is? And they're like, no. And they're the ones that I don't work with again.
Yeah, that must be annoying though. Like, they hit you up for a session and it's just like, I've really wanted to work with you, but I don't know what I'm doing. It's
So they have the chords and they have their melody. Mm. They have the lyrics. Like, that's, I mean, if you have that, that's like way above what, I mean, some people don't even have the chords, so like, that's really good. And they kind of bring it in. We bring it into Logic. We got the chords down. If this is the case, like, we'll record the guitar. If it's a guitar song, let's say it's a guitar song, we'll record the guitar in, and that'll be what we work off of. And then they're like, okay, I want it to be hip hoppy drums, and I'll be like, okay, I know a hip hop drummer, and they'll come in, and then we'll kind of be like, with the drummer there, it's like, okay, so this is what a hip hop beat sounds like, and obviously there's like thousands of different hip hop beats, but you know, we're gonna land on one that the artist likes.
Yeah.
And then it's like the bass. Okay, so we're bringing the bassist who does hip hop, and then this is like a hip hop rhythm. Does this work? And they're like, yeah, no. So it's like, that's a fine way to do it. There's nothing wrong with that because you're still making the song and you're still kind of getting that vision out. But it's just so good when you go in with an artist and they're like, this is the synth I like. This is the bass sound I like.
It's refreshing.
Definitely. And they've got like a Spotify playlist of 20 songs which they want. And they're like, okay, so you hear the verse in this song. Do you hear how the drums do this? Like, can I have this in my song? And I'm just like, yes, of course you can.
Hey.
Thank you so much. You know?
So, yeah, it's good to have someone that comes in and knows exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
But that's like, that's the thing. Like, if someone knows what they're doing and they come in into your studio, but when you listen to their sort of references, you're just like, this is not my thing at all.
Yes. Okay.
How do you then approach that?
Right. So this is something that I don't really have the issue with anymore. When I was first starting out and I couldn't really say no to people, obviously, like, I'd say yes to anything that came, and it would end up that we didn't get a song out of it because it wasn't a good fit. So now, when I'm working with new people, I like to have like a consultation or like go for a cup of coffee and meet people and talk to them about their music, talk to them about the song, talk to them about maybe other producers that they've approached, talk to them about obviously their budget. So I want to know like who they are before we even start making music together, because every single successful musical project I've ever done has come from a really strong relationship. And
yeah,
the most important thing about music is to have a strong relationship with the people that you're working with, because music is such a internal thing and it's really, it's a passionate thing. And if you're doing it for the sake of just going into a room and hoping for the best, then if you're lucky, you'll get a great song out of it. If you're not, then it's, if you're not lucky, then you're not going to get much out of that.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's just my experience. Like if I've ever gone into a room with another musician and not really known them too well, or not really kind of known their vision too well, then yeah, not, the outcome has never been too great.
So for you, the person, like, if say for example you had a client who you were really musically in line with, but if their personality is just a bit off the rails, you kind of,
yeah,
would you then have to sort of consider what you're doing and kind, if you should,
yes,
be doing it?
Well, yeah, definitely. If you think of any other profession where you want to work with someone, you kind of want to make sure that they're good people.
Yeah,
because you don't want to, if someone's a shit person, am I allowed to swear, by the way?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If someone's a shitty person, you wouldn't want to work with them, would you? Like,
yeah.
Even if they're paying you lots of money, like, I'm not going to stoop that low and be like, oh, you're paying me good money, so I'm just going to sell my soul to you. No, that's not what music is about.
Yeah, that's fair enough, but I think a lot of people think the way you do, but I think there are people, especially as a musician, when it's such a rough working world, who would kind of just take any old shit as long as they get the money.
And it's great to make money and it's great to be sufficient. It's not great to work with shitty people and get a bad reputation, which means that you're not going to get future projects. So it's kind of like, in the long run, if you're working with shitty people, other artists are going to look at you and think, oh, they worked with so-and-so, so that means that they must be a shitty person as well. So you won't get projects in the future with some people because they know that you've worked with someone. So it's
just being associated
with someone. Reputation is a big thing in this industry because it's like word of mouth. The circles of people that I now know that know each other is like, I was like, I didn't even know like they would even come, you know, cross paths, because it's a big industry, like, and I haven't met like at least 1% of, well, I haven't met like 99% of the industry, so like we're just starting, so who knows who's out there. But you can meet one person and they know like 20 different people who you've never heard of, so it's kind of mad.
Yeah That is the strange thing about the music industry, is it is surprisingly quite close-knit.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone kind of knows everyone and is really keen to sort of gain contacts. You know, I mean, in other businesses that's definitely the way as well, but it's certainly not the case across the board, so it is quite unique in that
definitely.
Contacts are really everything.
100%.
Just because it's kind of like an arsenal of information, an arsenal of sort of people to employ should you need them, like you talking about having a hip-hop drummer coming in and stuff like that. So
I think like there's like what you know and there's who you know, and you've obviously heard the saying like it's not about what you know, it's about who you know. And I do agree with that to some extent. I do kind of agree with, obviously who you know is going to propel you, it's going to be the fuel, but like what you know is like the vehicle, isn't it? It's what's going to help you land. So if you're meeting the right people but you don't know shit all, then
shit all,
you know, like who's
what you swear is the funniest shit. It's so like police, it's like I'm going to swear now. Here is it.
Get ready.
And because you're so well spoken as well, as shit all.
You know what, I never thought I was well spoken, because I come from Essex, in Colchester in Essex, so like I have quite a non accent, where it's kind of like in the middle of an accent. When I came to London, I was like, you're really posh. I'm like, no, I'm not. I come from Colchester. But apparently I have a really posh accent.
You do?
Oh, yeah, God.
Mad posh, man.
I don't like it.
And you've retained it over the years.
Huh?
You've retained it over the years. You still got it.
I think it's because both of my parents are foreign. So like I learned proper English.
Oh, okay.
Proper. Yeah. Oh, half Italian, half Mauritian.
Jeez.
So I've
said before. Yeah.
So I was born here, but apparently, I mean, I don't sound like I was from Essex. But
no,
I guess
not
that's
at all.
A good thing.
It's all right, man. It's all right. It's all right.
God. Mind you, Billy gets away with it as well. He doesn't really sound like he's properly from Essex.
Mm.
Yeah,
he sounds pretty casual.
Yeah, he's really casual. Like,
yeah.
It's good. It's definitely a good
thing. Yeah,
no, I love Essex though. Don't get me wrong.
Shout out Essex.
If you're,
just because you know you, they'll beat you up.
They'll put spray tan on it.
I've got to talk his shit about Essex, but they'll slap you
fuck
up.
Fuck Adriano.
Just walk out the house as like a posse of like Essex people. Nobody says the word posse, do they?
No.
See, that's a posh accent coming up.
Yeah.
It's alright though. It's alright.
Yeah.
Stop talking.
I was just thinking, like, because, of course, I mean, you've very much done it from the ground up.
Mm.
What kind of advice would you give to people who are trying to do the same thing?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, God, I mean, who am I? Like, no, it does not, this is not valuable information, guys. No, I'm joking. Let's go.
You're making me
fraud.
What advice would I give to people trying to do the same thing? Well, first of all, just get good.
Get good.
That's it. Just get good at what you're doing.
What is getting good?
Just don't be shit. Learn what you need to learn. Learn from the greats, most importantly. Just be good at music. Like, this is so simple, but like, you meet so many people who aren't, and you're like, fair enough that you're trying, and I really respect that, but you need to go into a room and get good, you know? And that's like the first step of anything. You need to be good at what you do, right?
That's actually true.
And then I say this, I've kind of put so much emphasis on getting good. I think that's 50% of it. The next 50% is getting good at people knowing that you're good, right? Which is the business side of it. So it's a music industry. There's the music and there's the industrial side of it, which is something that you need to know. This is something that I've only really kind of delved into in the last 3 months. Just the business side of it. So knowing how to value yourself, as we've said, we've already talked about knowing how to sell your services, knowing when to say no to people who are probably going to take advantage of you, because obviously we've done a lot of free gigs just as musicians. We're still doing free gigs, and we're probably going to do free gigs all our life.
Shout out to free gigs.
Yeah. If you've got any free gigs, send them over.
Send them my way. I'm poor as fuck. Be your free gigs.
So I'm still poor as fuck. Don't get me wrong. I'm still very, very poor. I might seem like I'm not, but that's just because of my accent.
Shout out
to you again.
Gigs, pay us an exposure.
Yeah. Sponsors today? No. But yeah, it's just, yeah, get good and learn business, like, for sure. Like, listen to podcasts about business. Even if it's not a music related business,
you're listening to the Slice of Mate. Home Slice podcast.
It's all changed now, isn't it? We've got to get used to that.
I think it's a case probably of being personable as well.
That comes with the business, isn't it? Being able to sell your services is part of like just being a good person. Don't make people feel shitty about themselves. I mean, I'm a dickhead. I'm a horrible person, man. I love to honestly, like, I'm not joking. Like, when you meet me, I'm going to be really lovely to you, and I'm going to really kind of make sure that I'm bringing the best out of you. But as soon as we get close, man, I'm going to roast you. I'm going to roast you.
I've witnessed firsthand.
This is the truth of Adriano.
Honestly, I'm going to be honest with everyone, and if you appreciate this kind of personality, then I'm going to appreciate you. And we're gonna work together, and we're gonna do lovely work together. Because who has time for like all these kind of small talk now?
Oh, fam, I was saying this the other day. Like, honestly,
like,
small talk is the biggest waste of time.
It's good. It's honestly great for when you first meet someone to know that you're not a sociopath, of course, because you don't want to work with people who are sociopathic. But like, if I've known you for like 3 months and I've seen you like let's say 3 times a month for the last 3 months, and we're still like, hi, you're right. Yeah, I really love the music. I'm just no. Like, let's just get real. Like,
I struggle with that. Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I struggle with getting past small talk because I struggle to define the barrier of like, okay, so are we friends now?
Yeah. I know what you mean, man. But like, it's defined by what you say, isn't it?
I think that's a case of confidence.
Definitely. If you're continuing that small talk, then that's what defines the relationship. Yeah. But if you're kind of opening it up and just kind of being more likable, you know, I'm not saying you're not likable, of course.
I'm not
likable. No, you are one of the most likable people I know, for sure.
Oh, that's very kind of you. I mean,
but that's the
you.
Thing. As soon as we got to know each other, that's when the relationship's just kind of been good, because I know I can rely on you for certain things. And if it's all small talk, then where are we going to go with that?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I doubt I'd be on this podcast if we were just like, hi, you're right, mate. Yeah.
I remember in the first year of uni, I could not read you at all.
Yeah, no.
I was just like, he just seems like a really polite man all the time. So it was small talk for pretty much that whole first year.
Yeah.
And then when I got in the studio with you, it would be like, Adriano, can I play your guitar? No, fuck off.
I'm really missing out on the studio experience.
Oh, yeah.
Seems like mad banter.
Yeah,
like,
tea, time, toffee waffles.
Yeah, man.
Stupid shit.
Yeah.
When I drop my mixtape, I need to come to your studio.
bring a project around, man. I'm open for that.
Bring my mixtape, innit?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Anyone in need of a producer, I would wholeheartedly recommend Adriano. Your specialties are like pop, funk.
Yeah.
I mean, you do everything to a really high level.
Yes, I did do everything. I did try to do everything. I've kind of fallen into a niche of kind of dark pop and more alternative pop, dance music. Mm. I fucking love dance music, man. Mm. If music makes you dance, then that's what it's for, right? It's to make people dance.
Yeah, yeah.
Any music that moves me is like, yes.
Yeah. But seriously, Revolution 9,
shout out Revolution Now Studios.
That's good advice.
Is he an awesome producer, he's got great gear, it's a lovely space to record in, it's cozy, and it's, you know, it's out of the way a little bit of all the hustle and bustle.
I think that's one of the good things about it,
it's
in West Ham, which is, if once you're on the Jubilee line, you just kind of sit down, stand up, and you're there. But it's good to kind of, there's a view of Canary Wharf from there, so it's like you're there, but you're not in the hustle and bustle. So it's good.
You're in the place where all the rich men in their buildings stare down at you. And
they kind of chuckle at us.
It's like when you go on the train and everyone's in suits and you're there in a tracksuit and you're like, just
what's wrong with you? It's intimidating, isn't it?
When you're on the Jubilee line going through like Westminster and Canary Wharf, and you're just like, well, I feel like dirt.
I do not belong here.
Except for you guys are wearing suits.
Yeah, exactly. It's weird.
I'm wearing beat up Air Forces, but it's all good.
I'm so sorry, guys, but we're coming to the end.
Really? Already?
Yeah, we got 5 minutes
sad
left.
Times. Very sad
so
times.
So,
we gotta wrap up, man.
Unfortunately. It's a rough day, so we're recording way earlier than usual. We're all a little bit tired, I think. Yeah.
What time do you guys normally get up?
Like, now.
Really?
And I woke up at like, now. I woke up at like 7.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I only had 4 hours sleep because I was recording stuff with Tactful Cactus last night.
Oof!
Shout out Tactful
coming
Cactus.
Your way. Yeah.
Shout out to Tactful. I remember when you brought that first draft of a mix to the studio. And I was like, "What? This is mad."
Well, it was promotional videos we were doing yesterday.
Oh, really?
I'll show you
sick.
After. Yeah,
please
yeah.
Do, yeah.
It was a lot of
sure.
fun. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, cool. Right. Let's shout out us. Why? You're either DJing really low down or rubbing your crotch.
Yeah.
While staring at me.
That was DJing really low. I kind of didn't want you to see. That's why I was kind of just like,
getting too comfortable.
You sure, Mr. Hayes? You sure? Now, because it's been a short one, we have to get you back for another one at some point, definitely.
Oh, I'll say yes to that, of course.
Yeah. When Bill's here, too.
Yeah.
Home's last episode, Adriano, part 2.
We should do one with you, Bill, an hour.
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
Yes.
Okay, that has to be done.
I'll bring some microphones. We can sort it out.
I've got some microphones as well. It's all good. Yeah.
He's got it all.
We could do it. Yeah. Right.
Do this shit, man.
Thank you for coming, Adriano.
No, thank you for having me.
An absolute pleasure.
It's good to like talk as if people are going to, you know, care about what I'm saying. I don't think they will, but let's find out.
Listen to me.
They might, man. You got to believe. That's the important thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you want to shout out your socials and your studio socials and whatnot?
Yeah, so my email... No, I'm joking. So I don't have a studio page because it's like shared space. So,
yeah.
But my social is just Adriano, at Adriano Desire on Facebook and Instagram. And it's called Desire because Desire is my middle name. It's not because I'm narcissistic.
You have to say that just at the risk of like...
Yeah,
like
I think people want... Yeah, I mean, you know, look
Adriano
at
Adriano Desire.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, that's actually my middle name. Adriano Desire. I'm on... That's what my name is on all socials. So check me out. And sick, if you want, send me an email. Like, I love I actually really like emails. Yeah. My email's going to be on my socials. Send me an email. I'm really happy to like answer whenever you want. So like, even in the middle of the night, I'm really unprofessional with that. If you send me an email in the middle of the night, I'll send you an answer at like 1 a.m. So it's all good.
But yeah. Emails are a bit of an event, aren't they?
Yeah, for sure.
You know, it's like something more important.
Yeah, when it comes but it's to like, it's so much better than getting a Facebook message because yeah. They come and go all day. But like yeah. an email, it's like the Gmail thing comes up and you're like, yeah.
Oh, what's going on here?
Exactly.
Emails feel really important, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
you see
yeah.
an email and you're like, oh shit.
Yeah, exactly. That's
I'm getting bread.
But yeah, always bread. Guys, always feel free to message me and talk to me whenever you want. I'm very lonely, I need friends, please. Should we end it on that?
We'll end
it pretty much. I mean, we don't even need to say it.
No, we'll end it on Adriano's lonely. Yes. Yeah, yeah, no, right. Adriano, thank you for coming, thank you for being lonely.
Thank you for having me.